Good morning, everyone. Good morning. There, somebody's glad to see me. Who was that? Good man. Folks, you're all very welcome this morning as we come to worship God and as we come to enroll all the boys in the Boys Brigade and a part of our service later on. But first, a few announcements. This evening is the Harvest Evening Service in Clockie. So we've had our morning harvest service with them this morning, and now we're up here in Rolling BB. But if you'd like to go down and support them down there this evening at 6:30, the preacher will be Gary Miller, who most of you know. He's doing the evening service down there. The offering at our Harvest Evening Services are always for mission work, so your loose offering will go towards that. And October is the month where we collect for our missions and the mission work that we do overseas. So there's an envelope in your pack, in your normal envelope pack, there'll be an envelope there for missions. And if you would like to just prayerfully consider giving to that. We have a couple of sheets out in the vestibule and out at the back. The first one is for new members. So in November, when we come to communion, we are going to run a new members course. So that'll be 3 weeks. The dates are on the sheets. And if you want to come to that, you are coming to explore membership. So if you come the first week, it doesn't mean that we tie you down and tattoo a burning bush behind your ear and turn you into a Presbyterian. Now, you come to explore what that means to be a member of the church, and at the end of the 3 weeks, then you have a little interview with me and one of the elders. It's only a little conversation where you get the opportunity to say whether you think you would like to become a member or not. But to help us figure out where we're going to hold that, if you would please put your name on the sheet in the vestibule and over at Solid Ground, that would be great. Now, also, it's important, especially on a day like today, when we're talking about all these fine young men in our congregation, and we have some young men and women in other organizations as well, and we have to take care of them when we lead those organizations. So we do taking care training, which helps us with our child protection issues and brings us all up to date. So the Presbyterian Church are going to run a training event for us on Monday the 21st of October at 7:30 here in Grey Abbey. And it's important that if you're working with young people, it's been 3 years since we last had this training, so you're due a refresher. So please take a look at that, put that date in your diary so that you can come along and get refreshed on what it means to take care. Please do put your name down as well, because this is open to all of the presbytery, all the other Presbyterian churches in the area. So we've asked them to give us numbers so that we can get a suitable room for that. That would be great. Then on Friday night, there's Travel Adventures, the story from Beijing to Paris. Please come along to that. And Men's Night Out. Now, we had a Men's Night Out in the announcement sheet. But last week, we just didn't get round to getting the sheet out for you to get your name down. So men, if you would like to go for a meal and a really not very competitive game of golf, of course it will be, because I'll be there. And you know what that means. The competitive streak will come out. We're going to play crazy golf, which might help sort of set the context of the men's ministry of this church. Because when we go out, we always have a good time. And we'd invite you to come along. So Harold is going to be round at the bottom of the lift this morning there with the sheet. And it's £20. Now, if you haven't got your £20 with you, get your name down and bring it on the night. You've got to pick your options, and we're going to pre-order the food. So we're going to Binkies and then going to play around the crazy golf. So please, ma'am, put that in your diary and go around and see Harold before you go home. Now, the BB boys were out yesterday running. Whenever I was sitting at home in the nice warmth and watching the TV and drinking tea, some of these boys were out running outside. Are you mad? They must be mad. So we had Jude Angus was out. I think we've got some photographs here. We had Jude Angus, Joshua Kearns, Jamie McCutcheon, and Christopher Kearns all out running, representing our company at the BB Battalion Cross Country yesterday. Now, and Jude actually came first in the P7 race. So I think we should give them all a big round of applause. Well done, boys, for being out in the first place and giving it your all, and well done to Jude. Now, we're going to stand together and we're going to sing our first piece of praise this morning as we come to worship God. So this is God. I mean, we talk about the BB as the advancement of Christ's kingdom amongst boys. But of course, we want to advance Christ's kingdom in all that we do and everything we do. Even as we sing, we believe God speaks to us as we sing to him. So let's just remember that as we stand together and praise the name. That's the opening piece. Oh, praise the name. And the colors will be received during the opening hymn. Let's stand together.
Thank you. cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone.
Caleb Beattie and Noah Murray are going to come up and lead us in our first prayer.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the truth shown in the Bible which tells us about your son Jesus. We thank you for the Boys Brigade and all that it does to share the truth with the boys in its company. Father, we thank you for our own BB here in Grey Abbey, for all the boys who attend every week, for our parents and guardians who send us and care for us, and for all the officers and helpers who make every week as fun and as safe as possible. Father, at this harvest time, we especially thank you for all the food you have provided and for the many farmers who work hard all year producing it.
We also thank you, God, for our emergency services and all that they do to keep us safe. Father, we are sorry when we take these things for granted and don't always show the respect we should. And Father, we pray that you can help us become more thankful for all that you have provided. Father, we pray that you would bless the rest of today's service at the BB Parade this afternoon. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good job, boys. Well done. Now we're going to stand together and sing Jesus Bids Us Shine.
Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world is darkness, so let us shine. You in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine, first of all for Him. Well, He sees and knows it. Jesus bids us shine, then for all around, many kinds of darkness in this world are found, sin and want and sorrow, so we must shine, you in your small corner and I in mine.
So now Adam Spence is going to come up and read God's word to us.
This reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 to 17. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may have a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
That was a great reading there. It was a long reading, and thank you for that. We come now to our act of enrollment, and as a church, a Presbyterian church, we have a boys' brigade, two separate organizations, but all boys' brigade companies must be attached to a congregation, and they're not all Presbyterian. Some are in Church of Ireland churches, or Methodist churches, and things like that, but all of those churches, no matter what the label attached to them, They are the Church of Jesus Christ. And all of those congregations, all of those churches share with the Boys Brigade in being commissioned to go into the world and make disciples of all nations. The Boys Brigade shares that task as it seeks to present the claims of Christ to the boys and the company. And the object, the very object of the Boys Brigade, is the advancement of Christ's kingdom amongst boys and the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards true Christian manliness. And as a congregation here that meets in this place, we want to express our thanks to those who, in the name of this congregation, and for the sake of Jesus, they give themselves to that very task. And we support you, and later on we're going to promise to support you in whatever way we can, so that the advancement of Christ's kingdom happens, and there's evidence of it here in the ranks of this company as these young men become true men of God. So I'm going to come down, and I'm going to call on the officers to come forward. That's Lorna Angus, Helen McGarry, Roberta Beattie, Barry Davison, Michael Murray, and our captain, David Thompson, to meet me at the front. Let me see your hands. Oh, she hasn't written this year. Well done. Do you remember it? You don't remember it? We always go through this with the boys every year. The boys are, you're lucky boys. You only have to say, "We do." This crowd have to say, "With God's help, we will." Okay? With God's help, we will. All right. Officers in First Grey Abbey Company of the Boys Brigade, realizing the responsibilities involved in your leadership as officers, will you by your word and example seek to advance Christ's kingdom amongst boys, promoting the habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards true Christian manliness? Boys, was that any good, do you think? No. Self-respect and all that tends towards true Christian manliness. That was better, wasn't it? I believe them too. Folks, will you then by prayer and personal devotion to God seek to work in partnership with the church and prepare yourselves in every possible way for this service? May God grant you the grace to be faithful to Him and to give you success in your work for Him and in the Boys Brigade. Thank you. God bless. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. You may take your seats. I'm now going to call on the helpers to come forward as we enroll them. So that's Amelia Angus, Jack Stewart, Holly Thompson, Ben Hamilton, Matt Walker, Johnny Kearns, and Peter Carson. Excellent. Same drill. With God's help, we will. All right. As helpers in the Boys Brigade, will you by your word and example seek to advance Christ's kingdom amongst the boys, promoting the habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards true Christian manliness? And will you be diligent in personal preparation and seek to work in partnership with the church to be equipped in every possible way for this service? And the same goes to you as to the officers. May God grant you the grace to be faithful to Him, to give you success in your work for Him in the Boys Brigade. Thank you. God bless. God bless. God bless. All right, Peter. God bless. God bless. Okay, you may now take your seats. Right, boys, I'm going to ask the boys now to all stand in all three sections. Anchor Boys, Junior and Company section, please stand on to your feet. Excellent. Now, we spend a bit of time with the boys because we don't want them standing here making promises that they don't understand. So we have talked about what it means to be loyal, haven't we? We've talked what it means to be wholehearted in all that we do. So the boys know exactly what they're answering today because we've talked it through with them. Okay, you ready? As members of the Boys Brigade, do you promise to be loyal members of the company, to support its aims and activities, and to be keen and wholehearted in all your service in the Boys Brigade? Do you? The battery sort of went down a wee bit there at the end. What about we do? What about going up the way? One, two, three.
We do.
Oh, that is brilliant. Now, folks, you've heard how well our officers and helpers have promised and the boys have promised we're going to invite you now to stand with the company as they meet here today, and we're going to ask you to make a promise as well. So you think about the words that I'm saying, and if you want to answer, you answer, "We will." Okay. Will you promise to create a community of Christian love through which our Savior Jesus Christ may make himself known through the work of our company of the Boys Brigade? Will you pray for the officers, the helpers, and the boys that God will keep them sure and steadfast in their knowledge of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Thank you very much. We're going to remain standing, and I'm going to pray. And then at the end of this, we're going to sing that great BB hymn, "Will Your Anchor Hold?" But let's now close our eyes and bow our heads, and let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we stand before you today as a congregation of your Son's church and as a company of the Boys Brigade. And all that we seek to do is to advance your kingdom here on earth. Lord, we ask you to give us all, parents, carers, grandparents, aunties, uncles, boys, officers, helpers, give us all the grace to fulfill the promises that we've made. Lord, we want these boys to know and feel your blessing, and that they would grow to be young men with a full knowledge of who you are and what you've done, knowledge enough that they would put their trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. And then we ask, Lord, that they would serve you in their schools and in their families and wherever you would take them, and develop them to be men of true Christian manliness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, folks, we'll sing "Will Your Anchor Hold?" Take your seats. We're going to continue now to worship God as we give of our tithes and our offerings. Your offerings will now be received. Lord, we do thank you that you advance your kingdom, Lord, through the Boys Brigade, and you pour many blessings out into our company and all other companies, Lord, around the world where the BB exists. And Lord, you do pour blessings out other than the BB. You pour out material blessings. Lord, you give us food and water and clothes and homes. And Lord, we're just so thankful that we can give you an offering back today, Lord, as you have commanded us to put our tithes and offerings into this plate. And we pray, Lord, you would be pleased to bless it and do abundantly more than we can ever hope or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm now going to invite Barry Davison to come up, and Barry's going to lead us in our prayers for others.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, as we come this morning to pray for others, let us do so with gladness, thanksgiving, and confidence, knowing that you hear our prayers. Father, we bless and praise you for the 136 years of the influence the Boys Brigade has had around the world. We remember the past and humble beginning of the organisation, and we thank God for the vision you gave the founder member, William Alexander Smith. Thank you for your faithfulness over the years that it has grown into the worldwide organisation we know today. We give you thanks for around the 300-odd companies there is in Northern Ireland, and we ask for your continued love, wisdom and blessing upon each company, officers, helpers and the boys. As we think of our own company here in Trinity, we give you thanks for the faithful service of Ronald Walker. We ask that Ronald will know your peace and strength with him at all times. We know that all his work and commitment to the BB hasn't went unnoticed. And Lord, we thank you for all who have served in this company in the many various ways over the years. But coming to the present, we ask that David Thompson will be aware that you're with him as he has taken on this new role as captain. Equip him with a fresh vision of how you want this company to move forward so that we all who serve and attend it will have a deeper relationship with you. Thank you through the Boys Brigade. Many boys and men have put their trust in you by knowing that you are the only thing that is sure and steadfast. Lord, in our province of Northern Ireland, we've been aware of the job losses over the past couple of weeks through Wright Bus and Thomas Cook. We ask that these people who are worried about the future will look to you in their time of despair and uncertainty. We asked if it is your will that a solution will be found for the Wright Bus situation, that a buyer may come forward. And Lord, for those who have worked in Thomas Cook, we ask they will find employment, whether that be in the area they were trained for or in other areas of employment. We just ask in this time they will have people around them for support, helping them to process decisions they need to make. But most of all, Lord, they will recognise that you're with them in their situation. We thank you, Father, that Harland and Wolff have secured a new deal, and pray for all those who will be involved in the project, which will hopefully not only secure, but potentially bring new jobs to this area. Almighty God, we bring before you all those within PCI, serving as chaplains within the armed forces. We thank you for the commitment to this ministry, but we ask that as they bring your good news to all who served in the forces, they will be aware of your compassion and guidance in the many difficult pastoral situations they face. Give them words when they feel they have nothing to say, and keep all of them safe and their families at home. We ask for a blessing upon our own church family here in Trinity. And as Neil brings your message to us today, that you will give us opening ears and hearts to hear what you want us to hear. May Neil know you're with him as he does so. Hold us all, Lord, in the palm of your hand, we pray. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, thank you to Barry and the other boys who have read and prayed, and that has been great. Now, I want to talk to you a wee minute or two, and I'm going to open up my soul to you boys. and to everyone else by showing you something that was... You boys might not even know what this thing is. Do you know what that there is, boys? Is it a CD? It's a disc, yes, but it's not a CD. Yes? It's not a DVD. No. It's a blue and black disc. But what you used to do with this was you set it on a machine and it spins round and you put a wee needle on it and it plays music. There's music on here. It's called a record. And this was the first ever single that I ever purchased. Can anyone guess? You couldn't see it from there, but can anyone guess the music that is on this record? The first one is called, worse than that, it's called Dippity Day. Anyone, is that getting any closer? Dippity Day and Pinocchio in Smurfland. The Smurfs. Let's all smurf together. Smurfing is so clever. That was my first. Now, you can get away with that. I can get away with that because I was a child. I was only probably about your age whenever that was. I think that went to number one on the charts. I remember watching it on Top of the Pops, and some of my pocket money went down to the record shop, and I bought that. Now, the second one, it was an album, the first ever album that I bought. I have to sort of psych myself up for this. Shaking Stevens. Look, they're sitting going, who? The Green Door? There's an old piano and it's playing hot behind the Green Door. They know nothing about it. Now, I didn't buy it because he's a bit of a heartthrob. I bought it because I thought the music was good. But that was my first ever album purchase. And here's the thing about this, boys. I walked into a shop, look at this, for all the music's on that there, and spent £4.99 on an album. And I walked in, and I got my money out, and I put the money on the thing, and the boy took the money, and he reached me the record, and I brought the record with me. It was a physical interaction. I physically gave money, and physically got something to take home with me. But now, today, all my music's on this. It's on my phone. And it doesn't exist. You see, it exists. It exists, but it's music. And it's playing. This is a song called Cry Out to Jesus. But the music doesn't exist. I can't take the music out of the phone. Stop. I can't get it to stop either. Stop. It's stopped now. I can't get the music out of the phone and hold it in my hand. I want to pay for it. The money just goes out of my bank account. I want to buy my music now. There's this interaction that's not physical. And I one day was talking about this. It's the same with games. Whenever I bought my first PlayStation 1, I bought it and I got a game with it and I took the game out and it was a CD. And you put the CD in and you played the game. And now you just go onto your Xbox or your PlayStation or whatever it is you have and you ask your mommy and daddy for money and then you look, that just happens in our house anyway, and you download the game. The game comes some kind of way from some place in outer space or something, comes via outer space and comes into the thing and you play it, but it doesn't physically exist. And I struggle with this. I find it difficult. And one day I was talking to a lady about this, and she said something to me which really caught me unaware. She says, I'm surprised, Neil, that you struggle with this. I says, why? Because she says, well, God doesn't physically exist, but you believe that he exists, but he doesn't physically exist. You haven't had a physical interaction with him. Now, this lady wasn't a Christian lady. And all of a sudden, that made me think. That made me think about God. And this passage that was read to us today tells us that God did once physically exist on the earth. Verse 15 of that reading, it said that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. So the Bible tells us that God's invisible. It's like my music. I can hit a button here and download music and it comes to my phone, but I can't see it. It's invisible. And in the same way, God is invisible. But here, this image that they're talking about, it's not just, now some people say that our two boys, Jack and Archie, look alike. So Archie's just started going to Glastry. And they all go, oh, you know you're Jack's brother, all right, because they look a bit similar, but they're not identical, are they? You know the difference between them. One's taller and the other's different color of hair and stuff. They do look a little bit alike, and some of us look like other people. But what this Bible passage is telling us, that when Jesus came, when he came, he was not just something like God. He was the exact image of God, a real image. The fullness of God came. Everything, the completeness of God came when Jesus walked on this earth. So some people did have physical interactions with Jesus the way we can sometimes physically interact with music. Jesus, the word we use for him at Christmas is Emmanuel, God with us. And when Jesus physically came here, he came for a physical reason. He came to die for us on the cross. And he really went to the cross. And he really took our punishment on that cross. The Bible reading tells us that was so that we could come out of darkness into his kingdom of light. And when we thank Jesus for what he physically did for us, then we come into his kingdom. Whenever we say sorry for all the bad things that we've done, we say, Jesus, come into our lives, then we come out of that darkness into his kingdom. Jesus physically came. God was really here. But then he really died. And then he really rose again. And then he really went back up into heaven. So what happens now? Well, you know what happens? God gives us a download. Did you know that? That God gives each of us a download. You know how you download upgrades on your games and you get other stuff and you hit the button and it downloads and it makes it better? Well, in the Bible, we can read about God giving us a download. Whenever Jesus was preaching to his disciples or talking to his disciples in the upper room before he went out to the cross, he says this, if you love me, so if you say you love me, and if you're going to obey what I command, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Holy Spirit. So whenever you ask Jesus into your life, you get a download. The Holy Spirit comes. You can't see him coming, but he comes into your life, but you know that he's there. You see this phone? I can't see the music coming into this phone, but there's a list, and I know that it's there. Whenever I press the button, the music plays. And it's the same with the Holy Spirit. We get this great download into our lives. And you see, whenever we play music, music affects us. You know the way some types of music makes you want to sit and sort of chill out and relax? Can you do that, boys? Can you sit and chill out and relax? No. Parents, wouldn't it be great if there was just one piece of music and if they were bouncing off the walls, you just pressed play and they just all chilled out and relaxed. But there's some types of music that makes us really relaxed and makes us fall asleep. There's other types of music that makes us all hyper. Isn't that right? Yeah, you know about that type of music. So music affects us. It makes us do different things. And the Holy Spirit affects us in our lives. And that effect should be affecting the people around us. Verses 9 and 11 of the passage today says that we get the Holy Spirit who gives us wisdom, helps us to be wise, helps us to live a certain type of life, a life that bears fruit. When we're part of God's kingdom, you see, boys, we're part of God's family, and we have to be a physical interaction for other people. Whenever somebody is sad, and we go and try and cheer them up, that's the Holy Spirit telling us, oh, there's somebody who's sad. Jesus doesn't want them to be sad. God doesn't want them to be sad. So I'll go over and I'll talk to them. That is us being a physical representation of the invisible God. Did you know that? Did you know that you can be a physical representation of God on earth? Because if you've got the download of the Holy Spirit, God is in you. This is what Jesus said. At that same time, whenever he was talking about the download to his disciples, he says this, anyone who has faith, so that's anyone who loves me, will do what I have been doing. So Jesus walked around, and what did he do? When people were sad, he helped them. When they were sick, he helped them. And he told them about the kingdom of God. And that's what God wants us to do. To advance his kingdom. That's what it means to advance his kingdom. To tell other people. And that's not just a job for the boys, folks. Saying good things, doing good things, that is a job for everyone who knows and loves Jesus. Sometimes we take faith and we take Christianity and religion and we make it so much more complicated than it really is. The simple part is to just love people and to do good. But of course, the most important part is to get that download, to tap the button in prayer, asking Jesus to come into your life and receiving that greatest download of all, the Holy Spirit. Then you will be able to go and do those good things. God is not physically here. You can't go and see him or touch him. You can't send him an email. But he is real. And he wants us to make people know that he is real through our good deeds and our good actions. Okay, boys. So the next time you see a wee black round disc like that, you'll know that that plays music. Huh? A physical thing. But I'm sure you all play music on your phones now. So every time you download a song, you remember that God wants to make, as much as that music is going to make you happy or relaxed, he wants you to make other people happy and relaxed too. Okay, we're going to sing our last piece of praise. And then at the end of this, folks, please remain standing and I will pray. Then the boys are going to go out through the front. We're going to go through the front door, so please wait. Let the boys go through the front door. They're going to go around the side, go up into the hall, so please collect your children from the hall so that the officers and helpers know that they've all been collected and they're not running around looking for someone. So please let them go out the door and up around, and you'll get them up there. Folks, let's stand together as we sing All I Once Held Dear.
Sorry, I've done that wrong intro. Sorry. Try again.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain on each of us both now and forevermore. Amen. We remain standing for the national anthem. God save our grace.